odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Let me show you.
Well, what makes you think they'll listen to you?
Well, you know what they say about catching more flies with honey. Hey, you guys. Listen, do you think you could keep it down? Yeah! You animal!
No, don't do it. Come on. That will not do any good.
Yeah, you're right. The cowards are wearing hard hats.
No, Vicky, come on. Vicky, easy. Go in there, put something else on. Okay, stay away from the window. Do not stoop to their level. Violence is not the answer.
You don't mess with her, you sleazeballs!
What are we gonna do? If we keep the window shut, we can't sleep because of the heat. And if we keep them open, we can't sleep because of the noise.
Well, at least it'll be quiet for a little while.
Good morning!
No, it won't.
Sorry to drop by so early, but I'm leaving for a trade convention tomorrow, and I just wanted to let you know. Try to control your excitement.
I'm sorry, Daddy. Neither of us is getting much sleep.
Please spare me the details.
I know what you're thinking.
If you did, you'd leave the room.
I think I'll go get dressed.
Yes, well, we all have to do that sometime.
Oh, Daddy, they've been doing street repairs under our bedroom window all week long. They wake us up at the crack of dawn.
Oh, baby, you look exhausted.
Oh, I am.
Then why don't you move back in with me? Just temporarily, I'll fix up your old room.
What about Jack?
He's beyond fixing.
Now, don't start on him again.
My, you are overtired.
You should get away for a few days.
It'll cost money.
No, it won't. You could use my hotel suite.
What?
The one I booked for the convention. I have it for 4 days, but I'll only be using it one night.
A convention? Oh, I don't know.
It's in Acapulco.
I'll start packing.
Wonderful. The room's in my name at the Pacifica Hotel, and I'll be out by noon on Friday.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. I can't wait to tell Jack.
You're taking Jack?
What's going on?
My father's putting us up in a hotel in Acapulco for the weekend.
Acapulco?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bradford, are you doing that for us?
Oh, Mr. Bradford! This is a dream come true. I've always wanted to go.
A simple thank you will suffice.
Oh, big guy!
Wow!
Isn't it exciting?
Oh, it's gonna be like a honeymoon we never had.
Or the marriage you never had.
Dad.
All right. Well, I have some things to attend to. Have fun.
Oh, we will, Daddy.
We sure will, Daddy.
Oh, Jack, this is going to be wonderful. Oh, just think of it. Moonlight walks on the beach.
And?
Drinking champagne in bed.
And?
Ah, going to sleep to the sound of the surf.
Sleep so fast? Didn't you leave something out? Am I wrong?
Oh, Jack, we're going to have so much fun, and it'll hardly cost us anything.
I can't believe a free hotel suite.
Mm-hmm. And I'll change schedules with another stewardess, so we'll only have to pay one airfare.
We're going to fly there?
Well, have you got a better way to go?
Better than flying? Well, let's see. There are cars, buses, trolleys, trucks, bicycles, mopeds, even piggyback.
You left out horses.
No, they're too high.
Jack, come on. It's only a weekend. If we don't fly, we can't go.
tell me again how it's gonna be.
Moonlight walks.
Mm-hmm.
Champagne in bed. What I left out before.
Let's start packing.
Well, hi, Bill.
Hi, Vicky.
I thought you were on vacation.
Fat chance. They keep assigning me to more flights. What do they care that I've had to postpone my trip to Rio de Janeiro 3 times?
Oh, that's too bad. You'll miss Carnival.
No, I won't. I'm gonna phone in sick.
What?
Yeah. I'm gonna make that trip no matter what.
Well, I hope you have a good time. Meanwhile, it's very comforting to know there's an air marshal on board.
What do they need me for? There hasn't been a hijacking on this run for 10 years.
See? It's working.
Look, I'm gonna check around up front.
Okay.
Tiny Vicky. In the wine. Everybody! Making me happy. Make me feel fine.
Jack, where have you been? We're about to take off.
Vic, Jackie boy is here.
Have you been drinking?
Well, I must confess, I did have one tiny little margaritita.
Oh.
It made me feel so good that I ordered 2 more, which made it a margaritrita. The bartender really cracked up with that.
Jack, just sit down.
Oh. There's someone in my seat.
One.
Well, how about this guy over here?
Jack.
Oh, I like her better.
Just take off your coat.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm fine.
He's a little nervous.
Just a little.
No,
all right. This all right?
Yeah.
Put that in here.
Oh.
Seat back in the just tray tables in the upright position.
Just sit down.
Okay.
And now we're gonna buckle you up, okay?
Okay, you buckle me and I'll buckle you. Look, you're right about flying. There's nothing to it. It's a piece of cake.
That's right.
The tower has informed us we're clear for takeoff.
How are you doing?
Great. Vic, can I have another drink, please?
Oh, Jack, you've already had a couple.
No, but I sweated those out as soon as we took off. It's just, please, Vicky, I just do one.
Okay, one more.
One more.
Then that's it.
That's it. One more and that's it. Thank you. How you doing?
They can't push me around.
What, pardon
me? I'll show them.
Excuse me, talking to me?
Hmm? Oh, no, I was just thinking out loud.
Oh. Better not thinking at all, isn't it? You going to South America?
Huh?
The book you're reading, South America?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to South America. And nobody is going to stop me. What are you staring at?
You're gone. You're going to have a great time down there.
You're darn right I am.
Hi, Jack.
How'd you know?
Here's your drink.
Big.
Not here.
Can I just...
What?
Take this.
Sure.
Read it.
This man has a bun?
That's not what it says.
Well, I can't read your handwriting. Can you make
it?
Criticize my handwriting. This is a little pet peeve.
Okay, Jack, that's it. No more drinks for you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Thank you.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but there are a lot of innocent people on board.
What?
There are people here with hopes and dreams and plans for the future.
Would you mind, fella? I'm trying to read.
No, there's someone on the wing!
Jack, what are you doing?
It's okay, I got the hijacker, Vicky. You don't move a muscle, Buster.
He's not a hijacker, he's an air marshal.
Of course he's an air marshal. I knew he was an air marshal. You dropped your gun, sir. No. Now, can I have another drink?
Please, senor. This is a beautiful, beautiful suite. The best in Acapulco. See by yourself. The bathroom is over there. And the bedroom is over there.
What a day. I start by holding a marshal at gunpoint. Then I'm handcuffed to my seat for 2 hours. Then I'm thrown in jail for hijacking. Oh, here, let me take care of you.
No, senor, gracias. Muchas gracias. It is on me. Don't worry. Buenas noches. Gracias, senor. Gracias, senor. Gracias.
This is the worst day of my life, right here, right now.
Oh, Jack, they dropped the charges.
Yeah, but the humiliation lingers.
Jack, will you forget about that? Just look around you. Isn't this a beautiful hotel suite? And we've got it for the whole weekend. Uh-huh. And come here.
What?
Look at this view.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. Vicky, I made such a fool of myself.
Oh, Jack, will you stop and listen?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly. No jackhammers, no street noises. Nothing but peace and quiet.
Oh, yes.
But in these times of uncertainty, your ship is...
Boy, I really need this vacation. You know, I can't seem to get your father's voice out of my head.
Neither can I.
We need men of commerce who are... Oh, you finally arrived.
What are you doing here?
I'm working on my speech for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? You're supposed to leave this morning.
Yes, I was all packed and ready to go when I got the good news. I've been named Man of the Year by the Trade Association. Can't leave now.
But where are we going to stay?
Well, here, with me.
What?
You're lucky to have this. There's not a vacant room left in the whole city. Just pretend I'm not here.
We need men. Your father's in there in our bedroom while we have to sleep on this stupid fold-out cot.
Well, my father has a bad back.
Yeah.
He needs something firm to sleep on.
Mm-hmm. Why not the street?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna get us another room.
But my father said all the rooms were taken.
Vicky, they always have extra rooms. You just have to know how to ask for it. Hello, this is Mr. Tripper, Mr. Jack Tripper, prominent restaurateur in the United States. I'm in suite 205. Listen, I'm on my honeymoon, and this room will not do. We're going to need another room. You understand? Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Me llamo Jack. Este es mi honeymoonono. You understand honeymoonono? Sí. 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 Sí.
What do you say?
No.
Oh, no, come on, Jack. We've been through too much today to let anything spoil our weekend. You're not thinking, Jack. We are alone. What are you going to do about it?
Give us our honeymoon.
Am I interrupting anything?
No. Vicky was just flying around the room and I caught her.
Jack, sometimes you are so droll.
Come on, Daddy. This weekend was supposed to be a chance for Jack and me to be alone.
And it will be. I need complete solitude to work on my speech. I'm going to lock myself in the bedroom for the rest of the night.
Good.
Just let me try out this one passage.
I hope it's the Northwest.
Then I promise I won't disturb you anymore. Sit down.
Good.
Friends and distinguished colleagues, let me start by saying I don't deserve an honor as great as this.
I'll buy that.
But in these times of uncertainty, when leadership is precariously balanced between impetuous optimism and paralyzing indecisiveness, we need men of commerce who are bold, courageous, and far-sighted. And what do you think of that?
It's a little wordy.
If you don't mind, I'd like another opinion.
Well, it's kind of boring, too.
I meant from Victoria.
I think it's very nice, Daddy.
Oh, well, thank you. I won't change a word.
Let's get to bed.
Okay.
How you doing?
Fine.
Excuse me.
What?
You have a pen? Mine's gone dry.
Well, yes, but it's packed away in my suitcase.
Now, could you get it for me, honey?
I'll get it.
Oh, how kind. Good. Thank you.
Your father?
Forget about my father.
How can I? I'm seeing more of him than I have of you.
Well, that's about to change, isn't it?
My daughter!
Did you kill him?
I am about to.
Oh, Daddy, there's a lizard in my bed.
I know.
She means a lizard, you know. You mean...
Oh, for goodness sakes.
No, Vicky, I can't find it. The lizard's gone. It's not here.
You made all this commotion over a little lizard. Oh, they're completely harmless. The people down here consider them their friends. They eat insects.
The people here eat insects?
Victoria, someday you must try to explain him to me. That was Godzilla!
Well, what happened to that friendly little creature who eats insects?
Now he's after meat! I am not going back in that room till they send someone to drag it out of there.
I'll get rid of him.
He's by the bedside table.
Really, Daddy? I'm surprised at you.
Well, you weren't in there when he reared up on his hind legs and bared his fangs.
Here's your monster.
It was much bigger in the dark.
Nice catch!
Well, I think I've had enough excitement for one night.
I wish I could say I've had enough excitement.
You will.
I will? I will, yes, ma'am.
Jack, keep it down. My father's right in the next room.
The door's shut. He can't hear us.
Can't you two hold it down in there?
The man must have radar. I've had it. I got to talk. I've had it
Jack,
up to here
wait.
With your father. Now I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Mr. Bradford, come out here.
Jack,
I'd like to talk to you.
Take it easy.
I got some stuff to say to him. Mr. Bradford.
Jack, you're going to wake the whole hotel.
I don't care. The man is driving us crazy. He's ruining our weekend. I'm going to go in there and break the door down. Yeah!
You're not having a good time, are you?
No, we're not.
I blame myself for this. I just can't stay here another minute knowing that I'm spoiling your weekend.
But where will you go?
Oh, I'm sure there's a chair down in the lobby where I can make myself comfortable until morning.
Daddy, we can't ask you to do that.
Yes, we can.
Jack, that's not fair.
Fair? Fair? A father doesn't think of what's fair. He only thinks of what's right for his daughter and what will make her happy, even if it means sacrificing his own well-being and comfort.
Oh, Daddy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hmm?
Are you ready, honey?
Who's she?
She's the hotel secretary. She's very friendly. She's helping me with my speech.
speech.
Yes. Let's you and I go downstairs.
We can't. That room's been taken, so we decided to hold a party up here.
Party?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Everybody here!
I don't know. I never expected
it. Daddy, I am ashamed of you.
So you were going to go down to the lobby and sleep in a chair.
As a sacrifice to make me happy.
This is the thanks I get.
Come on, come on.
I'm very disappointed in you, Victoria.
Where are we going?
We're getting
here's a good spot.
We're going to spend the night on the beach.
Well, come on, Vicky, why not? I mean, look, we've got everything we need. We got blankets to lie on, a moon to look at, rocks to rest our heads on.
Oh, Jack, this is perfect.
Huh?
All I ever wanted was to be alone with you.
Well, you are. Oh, this is so romantic. I don't know why more people don't do this.
Yeah, it's so peaceful here.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, just a little heat lightning. You know, you can tell by the thunder it's a good 20, 30 miles away. Even though it seems much closer.
Maybe we should go back to the hotel.
No, Vicky, come on, there's nothing to worry about. Look at those clouds are moving north of us.
That's south.
South of us, it doesn't matter. Really.
Jack?
Hmm?
I just felt a raindrop.
How could you, Vicky? The rainy season isn't for another 2 months.
Then why are we getting wet?
Well, it's just a little sprinkle. Come on, Vicky, it's nothing to worry about. Oh. It's clearing up. Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Jack's not the only one blindsided when an old nemesis visits. Three's Company, next on Deja Vu.